Doing in the holy letters of the Rebbe, we're up to in volume 6, letter number 1715. And Baruch Hashem, this is dated Chof Tammuz Tovshin Yud Beis, the 20th of Tammuz, in 1952, Brooklyn. And this, the Rebbe writes this to this great rabbi, gives him a lot of great titles, Avram Yaakov Sheyichya Neimark. We'll see a little bit in the letters that he came from a very distinguished Hasidic rabbinic family. So, first the Rebbe writes Shalom Uvracha, and he says that I had received your letters a while ago, but because of the many preoccupation, I did not have time to answer you properly. Although, also now, it's not really the time to give a long answer, but at least I will give you a short, write a few words. So he asked the Rebbe, this is a halachic discussion. The Beis Yosef is the commentary on the Tur, who later on wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So he brings down over there a view of the Ritva that there's something which is called the Yoima Di'iva. A Yoima Di'iva means a day, it's called a thick day. What it means is that it's a very sunny, a shiny day. I'm not sure exactly how to say it in the Gemara, in the Talmud. There's this like a special, looks like a day when there is no shade over there at all, because the sun breaks through. Maybe it makes a very strong sun. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Over there, some people say that it's not a good day to do a bris. It may be some health issue in that particular day. So he quotes over there, but we say that there is a verse, usually sometimes when there's like a physical danger or things like that, we say, Shoimer Psoim Hashem, God protects those who are foolish, you know, those who act foolishly. In a way to say that, you know, nothing's going to happen. You worry about this special day that something's going to happen, you don't have to really worry about it. Everything will turn out okay. But over there he writes, if somebody doesn't want to rely that Hashem will protect him, so a person has a right to push off the circumcision that needs to take place in that day, and that will be fine. So on a Yoima Di'iva, a person doesn't want, he brings down the opinion of the Ritva, that if a person doesn't want to do a bris, like you have to do a bris on time, but you don't want to do it because you do want, you are afraid of the Yoima Di'iva, even though you don't have to be afraid, then you're allowed to. And he asked the Rebbe, the Beis Yosef, how come he doesn't bring it down in the Shulchan Aruch for the Halacha? Especially when we're talking about a level of Pikuach Nefesh. So the baby might be in danger. So if a person wants to worry about it, why doesn't it not bring brought down to push off, or that there is an opinion that to push off this bris because it could be a matter of danger? And he doesn't know the answer. Nisha b'tzarichir. And the Rebbe says, this is not really a question. Proper question, because you cannot ask a question. How come the Beis Yosef didn't rule or bring down a opinion of a yachid in the Shulchan Aruch? Because all of the earlier ones disagree, go against the Ritva. The fact that they never brought down this whole idea of a Yoima Di'iva, Yoima Deshuta, those are the special days, they don't bring it down. And he quotes the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, those are the pillars who the Beis Yosef built his Shulchan Aruch, his rulings upon. So the fact that you find one opinion could not be, is not a question why he doesn't bring a singular opinion when the majority disagree. All those rabbis, all those Rishonim, are. It's evident that they disagree on the Ritva. And Rabbi Yeruchem and Rabbi Manoyach are brought in the Beis Yosef. So now you might say, you still have a question, how come these earlier ones, how come they didn't rule that it is prohibited to circumcise in a Yom HaDi'iva on that day? And Rebbe says, simply meaning is because they went by the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shomer P'soyim Hashem. Hashem protects those fools, so nothing's going to happen to them. And the Rebbe brings a proof from Gemara in Yevamos that Rav Papa should have answered over there that we're dealing about it. He could have said that we're talking about Yom HaDi'iva at the time that he did it, and then the clouds came apart. Again, this is a whole discussion over there in the Gemara, how, if the Gemara held by that, then it should have brought this down. And this is also difficulty on the Rabbi Yeruchem. Okay, so how come actually we don't worry about it? Because this is something so uncommon that this special day, Yom HaDi'iva, should do damage to the circumcised, because he's at home in a bed. What has he got to do with the outside, with the sun? This is similar to what the Tzemach Tzedek writes in the Piskei Dinim in Yeredei Simei Resh Samach Gimel. Even if somebody does know about this worry of Yom HaDi'iva, but still, that allowance applies to him, because there's so many people have done this. Nobody worries about making a bris on that day. So we still apply the rule of Shomer P'soyim Hashem. Hashem protects the foolish and nothing's going to happen. And this would be the simple meaning also in the Gemara in Yevamos Yud Beis Beis, and in our Gemara itself. And further, the Rebbe adds that even according to the Ritva says, you have a right to push off the bris. So that means itself that he has a right to rely that Hashem protects those foolish. So the Rebbe, besides all the above, the Rebbe sends him to various different sources, Chaim Shalshus, Chaim Shol, Chelik Aleph Siman Nun Tes, Tzemach Tzedek, Nezdei Chemet, and also verses, other issues here. Again, this is a very technical analysis of the Talmud and the Halachas as it pertains to it. So basically, the Rebbe says to him, his question was, how come that question is not brought down in the, that ruling is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch? And the Rebbe says, well, we don't bring down that ruling because it's not really applicable, because we go by the majority. Anyways, so now the Rebbe writes to him, I saw in the introduction of your book that you mentioned about your grandfather, a blessed memory, his memories were blessing. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to quote now that which I have written down by me, what I heard from my father-in-law, that for surely will be an interest. And this is what the Rebbe says. He said like this, Reb Zalman, this guy was Neimark, was a grandson. He says, Reb Zalman Neimark was a Rav in the city of Straduv. So then they wanted to make a liable on my grandfather, which would be the Rebbe Maharash, Reb Shmuel. They were going to make a blood libel, I guess, against on him. So he took it upon himself. He said, his hour, and it looks like he sat in jail several years. I guess instead of, I'm not sure exactly what happened over there, but I guess instead of, they tried to get the Rebbe, Marash, and he said that he was the guilty one, and he said he was then in prison for several years. And then when he heard the Maimer Kol Hanena, that the Hasidic discourse of the Rebbe Rashab Nishmo Seiden. So then he said, Imcho v'chafatzti. Anything with you I don't know. He says, I don't even need Mashiach. Right now, just want to be united with Hashem Himself. He wants the highest level. And that when you left the table, and they went to the mikveh, they went to the water. So the Rebbe Rashab went in on alone, and we all remained waiting outside. That means, I guess the previous Rebbe said, everybody else wait outside. So Rebbe Zalman said, with the language of the Rambam, that the language says it's not the insect that makes you pure, it's not the mikveh that makes you, defiles you, it's not the mikveh that makes you pure, it's Hashem's decree. Hashem said, if you touch, you get impure, if you go to the mikveh, you become pure. So just as I am a Jew, so the mikveh needs him, not he, the mikveh. But this is the decree at concern. This was the expression, I'm just reading it from Yiddish, that the Rebbe had written down, that the previous Rebbe said about his father. It's amazing to figure out exactly what took place over there. This is a little bit of a difficult letter to understand fully what's going on over here. But in any event, the Rebbe adds the booklet that they published for the Days of Redemption of the previous Rebbe, which is basically Yom Tammuz that passed. So certainly, the Rebbe says they will interest you. And the Rebbe says, again, please forgive me for the delay of my response till now with blessing.